Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
It says here to take 2 for results in 8 hours. That means we should take 8 for results in 2.
Yep. With Dusty Hera.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
And Cam Cleland.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
People don't forget.
The Fan.
All right, hour number 3, Dusty and Cam. Man, that laundry segment took us to places we didn't think we'd go to. There is a machine that will fold your laundry for you now, which is great. P1 RJ, haven't done laundry in years. The Mrs. RJ doesn't trust me. God.
That's a great problem to have.
Yeah. Well, how about this one?
Doesn't trust you to do what? Do her laundry? Because
or
me
his
and my
kids
fiance
laundry
just do our laundry
too.
Separate.
Yeah.
Has your wife ever laid out an outfit for you?
For me?
Yeah.
No.
Buck? Well, you're not married yet. Neither is mine.
No, she's not.
Has she given you advice, though?
I have asked for advice and received it.
Yeah.
Never. Now, your job
Are
as
you
a husband.
Unsolicited advice?
Yeah, no. The wife's or girlfriend's job is to give you advice. Either it's unsolicited or not.
Yeah.
We take it. We go, okay, fine. I'll switch to this. That's fine if you don't like it. Our job is she could put on a burlap sack.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
You look fantastic.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Never looked better.
When I was a little kid, I heard my dad tell my mom that she looked like $1 million, like as a compliment. Yeah. And so I just thought if you told women that they looked like money, that was a compliment. So then my mom got all dolled up in a couple months. And I was like, gosh, mom, you look like $10.
Yeah.
And I meant it so genuinely. And she's like, thanks, son.
That's a cheap prostitute, Buck. Speaking of that, I got the one time. My wife and I were going somewhere. You speak of the unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. I walk in with the tie and she goes, nope. And I was like, okay.
All right.
And
you're going to move on.
And I go, what would you do if I said that? She goes, you would never say that.
Yes,
I'm like, you're right.
You're dang right.
You're right. If I were to do that, we would be on different planets here. I just went, okay.
Two conversations that we can't have as married men. One is closet space. 2 is what to wear.
Yes. This is a text that I think needs to be shared though.
Mm-hmm.
He says, not wife at the time, said she loved doing laundry. Awesome. I bleeping hate it. Guess what? She doesn't like doing mine now that we are married. Honey, I don't like doing the yard work either, but it's not going to cut itself. Thought that. Didn't say it.
Still married.
You know what?
That's fair.
If this marriage ever is starting to go sideways, please try saying that. Let me know how it lands.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and let you know as a married guy, everything that we do, what your wife does is 10 times more than what your one thing you do. So whatever, if you were out cutting grass for 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
you weeded, you trimmed the arborvitaes, you did everything.
Right.
You fertilized, you thatched, you aerated, took you 5 hours, went a whole Saturday.
There's a lot.
Your wife could come in, there's about 10 dishes in the sink. I put the sink away, dishes, drove me nuts. You just stand there and go, God, dear, thank you. Yeah, wonderful. That 5 minutes trumps your 5 hours by 10-fold. Just to let everybody know that. Buck, that's what you're in for.
There's a lot of assuming that you're just wasting time. You know? Well, what's taking you so long?
I don't know.
Well, you go build something.
I built a shed.
Yeah. Yeah, you go edge the yard. Let me tell you how fast you can do it.
I hooked up the table saw, ran the skill saw, had to get the jigsaw out, do all that. I don't know what you're doing out there. You just sound like you're having fun and building.
Yeah. You know, there was a moment where I drove home two summers ago.
Yeah.
And God bless my wife. She tried to do something nice. And I was like, what in the world are you doing? I drive home, I pull into the driveway, and my wife has got my then infant son in like the carrier strapped to her front.
Oh, yeah, the baby Bjorn.
Edging the yard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? No.
Did she at least put some protective glasses on?
No. I was like, what are you? No, 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 no. You can get the kickback coming right up at him. She's like, that'd be fine.
Fine.
But bless her heart.
She actually put on.
She mowed.
That's incredible.
And you just edged the yard.
Turn them inward so it hits the back of their head.
Yeah, right. When the projectile goes in that soft skull, you want it to be in the back, not the front.
Yeah, better than through the eyes.
That's pretty cool. I don't let my wife around anything that has a motor.
Okay.
And if there was a Fred Flintstone car, I'd probably still let her have that. She knows this. Can't use. No, I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah.
She's good at her things. I'm good at my things.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, LeVar.
Much rather do yard work. I mean, drinking beer. That text on the Better You Today text line.
That's one of my favorite things to do. I'm going to go out and do some yard work and go in your man shed and have a beer. You have your koozie cup on your lawnmower. Now, riding on the lawnmower with your John Deere with the cup holder, one of the greatest inventions ever. The cup holder on the John Deere.
Yeah, on the John Deere.
So my parents just cleared a bunch of space on their property. They had it like leveled out so they could put more grass in and stuff. And my mom's boyfriend, basically, he's like, the reason I want this land cleared is so that I can ride a tractor and drink a beer. It's not so we can have more space. It's so that I can have this activity.
Yeah. Yeah. This text, my wife will literally watch me do yard work, sipping on either tea or vodka, depending on the time of day. I come in and she's on the couch with bank statements in her checkbook. 5 hours of yard work equals 20 minutes balancing a checkbook. Seems about right.
First of all, she's balancing a checkbook in 2020, 2019.
What decade are you living in?
Congratulations to that. There's an app for that. Yeah. And you're so right. You could be out there for 20 dang hours, sweaty. You did it by hand. Yep. I don't care if you cut your yard with scissors. She'll come in. She goes, did you know I dusted the entire front room? And now the crystal looks wonderful.
Yeah. Wife and I had this conversation multiple times. Just because I enjoy doing yard work and light construction doesn't mean it doesn't count as housework.
Right.
A good point.
Yeah, see, this is Better You Take. It's definitely not good when your wife asks to use power tools.
Or this one that's, like the one Dusty just said, I enjoy cooking, so my wife says that cooking does not count as one of the chores.
See, that's BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you like it, you're still doing a service to the home.
I got this last night. I went to bed early. Wife was out with the kids. Practice got over like 9:10.
Yeah.
She comes back. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. Up the stairs. Door flies open.
Oh.
You didn't make any dang dinner? It's like, oh, I just.
Jeez.
I said, I'm so sorry. That's all I did. She goes, God.
Well.
That's it. I was like, well.
And at that point, you just get on the phone, order a pizza, and then go to sleep.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You couldn't get some Burgerville on the way home or something?
Ah, man. Okay. Well, this was good. This was good venting for all of us here. I think we got a lot out.
I'm trying to help Buck out here. He's the one that's getting married here in May.
Lots of May. Lots of advice on the text line, too, that I am appreciative of.
You know, we may have to have one of those where we compile a list of things that Buck needs to know heading into marriage before he gets married.
Sounds like a weekly segment post-football season.
Buck Wild Wednesdays. Things that Buck needs to know heading into marriage. Also, one thing we didn't discuss, but multiple numbers texted.
Well, Jeff Bezos getting divorced? $66 million?
No.
Sorry.
$68.5 billion.
Billion!
We have to have more time for that.
Do we?
And we will.
We will. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into Jeff Bezos' divorce.
Oh, congratulations.
To Mrs. Bezos. Most eligible bachelorette ever.
That's a good point.
You kidding me?
That's a good point.
But no,
brings a whole new meaning to cougar.
On the text line, sugar mama. You can, my gosh. The text line said, akin to the lost sock, what happens to the Tupperware lids?
That's a good point.
Where do they go?
No, you accumulate.
Where does the Tupperware go?
I don't know where the Tupperware goes, but I do know that.
Does it just melt?
I don't know. Here's what I think happens. You give someone a nice covered dish, but you don't cover it. You put tinfoil over it, and then you give it to a friend, or it's part of it. And the lids accumulate and accumulate.
It is ridiculous.
But maybe. you have the same number of containers and lids, but only about 15% of them fit each other.
And they shrink.
Yeah.
And they don't fit.
They're shrinking. Shrinkage. The water was cold. All right. Next, we will get into our Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video. You can pick along with us at 1080thefan.com. All right.
Dusty, there are positives of finding a soulmate.
Yeah. Tell me.
They are.
Love
there
to
are a lot
one
of great things.
No, there
some
are
some incredible things. We're just dudes. We're just picking out a few of the small little things it is like to live with somebody for a few years.
Here, Jeff from PDX has the best advice.
Yeah.
Even if you're doing something, never admit you like it so you can get credit for it around the house. It's all about marketing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I hate barbecuing ribs. Yeah. Hate it. I hate my Traeger. So I can get credit for it later.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so tedious.
Yeah.
Also, bump back music is songs that get stuck in your head and songs that you don't know the lyrics to or you messed up the lyrics to for a long time. We had a texter who texted us, "Go, go, Jason Waterfalls." They thought this song was "Go, go, Jason Waterfalls." And I said that literally made me laugh out loud. He said, "I was sitting next to a random person at a Pizza Schmitza, and they were talking about that." I was like, "No way. That's what I thought too when I was a kid." We were like, "Who is Jason Waterfalls?"
He sounds like a superhero.
He does.
He does. Like,
what's his superpower?
Well, or like Jason Bourne's brother. Mm-hmm. Aqua brother. Navy SEAL brother.
Aqua bro?
Yeah. Aqua bro.
Doesn't that sound like somebody from California?
Well, that was an aggressive end of the song.
With great hair.
I think what that means now is that it's time for the NFL Challenge.
The competition is keen.
I don't know, fellas. I think there's potential in this crowd.
Every game counts.
I'll put a game plan together and we're going to win.
That's why Dusty and Cam have poured countless hours of research into their pro football predictions.
It was fiercely thought, but frightfully flawed.
Well, anyway, this is the Fan's NFL Challenge, a competition between the Fan Air staff, the Junior Fan Genius, and you. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video. The NFL Challenge with Dusty and Cam, and Bucks here too, on 1080.
Let's go find out if they're ready today.
The Fan.
Before we get to the Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video, go play along with us for free at 1080thefan.com. I just saw that video of the celebratory hug between Sean Payton and Drew Brees after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Has Drew Brees' birthmark on his face gotten smaller?
I've never, I don't know.
Remember when Oprah tried to rub it off his face?
No.
He went on her show. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
I remember, was it ESPN the magazine or Sports Illustrated where like other guys on the team all wore birthmarks as a joke to him and they put it on like the front page?
Really?
Yeah.
A beauty mark.
After he won the Super Bowl, he went on with Oprah and she goes, "Oh, hold on." She did the lick the thumb and then went and he's like,
"Yeah.
It doesn't go away."
Yeah.
Because she didn't know what he looked like. It has gotten less noticeable.
Well, maybe.
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 All right. Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video. Let's get this thing going and underway. The top overall seeds, they get to play Saturday, so they get an extra day of rest. It all starts on Saturday, 1:30 kick. The Indianapolis Colts head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs. Chefs looking to end a streak of 6 straight losses at home in the postseason dating back to 1995.
Yeah, who do you trust? Who do you love in this one? This is again, this is teacher and student. Should we say that? Maybe from
Reich
the tree.
And
the tree's around there. I mean, maybe it's one of the branch. Would you consider Frank Reich part of the tree or the root?
I would say he's part of the tree.
Okay, he's part of the tree, so that's
part
fair.
Of the tree.
Colts and Chiefs. Injuries. Colts playing. This is going to be a good game. I don't believe that the road team will get this one. I still like the Chefs in this one. Give me that. Give me that. I like the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl.
Boy, you know what really scares me about this game? We discussed it on Monday. You have got a quarterback that does not make mistakes in Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Critical mistakes, right? He's not perfect, but...
patient.
You have a running game that is punishing for the Indianapolis Colts, and you have a defense that has shown a propensity to give up yards in... have teams can have long and sustained drives against them. Indy is a problem for Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes can stay on the sidelines and they can keep him on the sidelines.
Sure can.
Can Indy get enough stops, though?
Looking forward to this game a lot.
Can the Chiefs or the Colts stop the Chiefs enough times? I don't think so. I think this is going to be a great game. It may be a little bit more lower scoring than what we may think. The over-under is at 57, and that is the highest of any games this weekend. I think we may see an under in that because it could be a keep-away game that Indy plays, but I'm going Kansas City.
I like the Colts. I think they'll control the ball well enough to frustrate that Kansas City offense. I like what Andrew Luck's doing. I like what Frank Reich is doing. And that defense was really good last week against Houston. Obviously, this is a much bigger challenge, but I like the Colts. Also, the Chiefs, since 1970, 3-17 in home playoff games.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah, you'd think that Arrowhead would be a better home field advantage, but it's not. Will Andy Reid release the hounds? Will he not be conservative in a playoff game?
Well, that clock management, if you're a Chiefs fan in a tight game at near the end, that could watch out now. All right, the night game on Fox. Cowboys head to L.A. for the Rams. They say they're expecting a massive Dallas contingency
It'll be
60-40.
Wow.
Wait, it might be 50-50. In favor of whom?
For L.A.
Okay.
You might get 40%.
A lot of blue.
A lot of blue.
All right, who do you got in this one?
I'm ramming it.
Oh. Hey, yo.
That's a song, by the way. It's a Rams song.
Yeah, I know.
I like L.A. in this one. I do. I like
it.
They're not gonna. I think the Cowboys are coming off. They got a lot of injuries. You mentioned all the injuries to their wide receivers. They have a very good defense, and Zeke, after all those carries he had last week, they're not going to bounce back. That day of rest, there was a week of rest. I like the Rams here.
Yeah, I like the Rams as well because you got Todd Gurley, who yesterday the comments that he made to Sean McVay, I think those can't be understated enough. He said it's the first time in a month that he's felt no pain in that knee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big. He is the stir that stirs or the straw that stirs that drink for the LA Rams. So in this case, I'm gonna. You know, Eric Dickerson doesn't get enough credit for his ability to sing in that song.
Eric Dickerson still looks great. Saw him on the sideline when I was down there. Yeah.
Looks like $1 million, huh?
Yeah.
He's still driving that Trans Am?
I know. He wore tight jeans. Very tight jeans.
Yeah, so he probably is still driving that gold Trans Am that he got from SMU.
I think so.
I like the Rams. I think the Cowboys' defense could give them some problems, but with Sean McVay having an extra week, I think they find a way to overcome whatever issues Jared Goff has been having. So I like the Rams to win this one. It may be close, but I think they'll escape.
All right. On Sunday... Oh, man, I'm scared. 10 a.m., Chargers-Patriots at Gillette. New England, 4-point favorites. I'm terrified of this game, but I'll get it out of the way. I'm going New England. I like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
In this situation, give me Brady, Gronk, getting a week off.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm not confident.
This is my – well, I'll just go with it. I'm going to take the underdog here. I'm taking the upset of the Chargers going on the road on this one.
Go, Chargers, go.
They're just a better roster. They're a better roster. They got a better. I mean,
I know
of course, the Patriots have the best coach. They have a better coach and they have a better quarterback. But I just think that it's going to be too much for them.
Yeah.
Their pass rush is going to be terrifying. Stop. I mean, what do you do? You wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots win, but it doesn't matter. So I'm going to take the Super Chargers.
Yeah, I think it's talent versus experience here, obviously. The three things that you're really up against, well, four. You're at Foxborough. The Patriots have had an extra week to scheme. You've got Belichick. You've got Brady. Other than that, I like everything about the Chargers. I think their team is better at pretty much all levels and all phases. I know it's going to be tough to kind of knock off this dynasty, but it's got to happen at some point. I'll take the Chargers.
All right. One, what?
No, I was going to tell you.
Are you going to kick my puppy?
No, I was going to give you some good news.
All right.
If Buck is right... And you are right.
Okay.
The road goes through Foxborough.
Oh, with Indy. It signed me up for Indy New England again.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Give me a little something.
I love that. Deflate this, Andrew Luck. Piece of garbage.
Is that really Andrew Luck's fault?
No, it's Ryan Grigson who's been fired.
Yeah.
It's already been addressed. All right, 1:40 kick on Sunday. Eagles, Saints in NOLA. 8-point favorites are the Saints. as the Eagles look to avenge a 48-7 loss earlier this year. I did not stutter. 48-7.
Yeah.
My God.
Give me the Saints. Give them to me. Who dat? Who dat? Who dat say you're going to beat them Saints?
So that would set up a Saints-Rams.
Wonderful.
In the Superdome.
What I need.
In the Superdome.
What we all need.
NFC Championship game. Do we take the show on the road for that and go there?
Yeah. I got places to stay. Let's go.
Yeah, we
road should. Trip.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding either.
You played for both of those teams.
Yes, he did.
How many times are they going to meet up in the NFC Championship game?
No, I don't know. Got to go.
I'd love to go to New Orleans and eat
go
some
go right
beignets.
On Bourbon Street. We'll jump over to Royal. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll head down to a few other places. Drago's. We'll have some oysters.
Fight some Russians at Drago's?
It's a really good oyster
Drago. The Russians fight you at Drago.
Right. So with that assuming, you're picking the Saints also.
Saints. Yep. Okay.
Yep, I'm going the Saints too. I think it's going to be a lot closer than their last one. But again, the extra week, and that defense has been really the constant for them all season. Their offense fell off a little bit, but I think they'll stop Nick Foles and company.
Big criticism of Matt Nagy last weekend was he did not go after what was and has been the biggest weakness of the Philadelphia Eagles all season long, which is a banged up and not very good secondary. They started taking a little bit more shots deep, and Mitch Trubisky had success against Philly through the air. They need to do it early and often, and Drew Brees will do it. So will Sean Payton. Give me New Orleans in this one. All right. That is our Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video. Home Entertainment Makeover, System Makeover, is on the line here at 1080thefan.com, so please play along. Kyler Murray, could his decision to go in the NFL draft hinge on the team drafting at the top? Here's Buck with SportsCenter. All right, misheard lyrics. This is one for you, Mr. Cleland.
It is.
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, we're living...
By Prince and the Revolution.
Yeah. We're living incorrect.
You really?
I don't know why.
We're living incorrect.
Living correct. Living correct. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm living my life correct. Huh. That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
Stay with me.
Right. Yeah.
Living correct.
Living correct, it could be. I mean, Prince.
I had no idea what this was.
I can hear that, kid.
I don't hear when he says red, though. I don't
That's
hear.
That's my point. There's I no don't red in red. That. There yeah, is no I, red.
If you want to get dice, cut this one up, it says little Corvette, not little
no, it
red.
It's living red. Living. It's little red. Living.
I don't know.
See, living.
Then he has living or
living
not.
Living is what I'm saying.
Living or not. Yeah, I don't know.
Prince is amazing.
I have another Prince one too, though. I have a Prince one. Yeah. In for me, it's Raspberry Beret.
One, two, three.
For me, I thought he was saying in this, she's a raspberry buffet.
Yeah, raspberry buffet.
No idea. Had no idea. And you know what the worst part about this is for both of us?
What's that?
The parts that we didn't understand were the names of the song.
And this, you know what? You judgy judgers on the Better You Today text line. This guy goes, did you guys have hearing problems when you were kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did because the radio sucked in Mount Vernon.
And then the even crueler text, the name of the song is Little Red Corvette. Yeah. How the F could you think it was anything else?
At some point, I mean, I've never listened. I barely get a radio signal.
Well, plus, it's not like they, I mean, I guess the radio DJs will sometimes tell
you.
Hold on,
listen to this. Listen, hold on. Here, listen.
You got buffet out of that?
No idea.
Yeah, that's got fair. Raspberry buffet.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm dumb, okay?
Sounds like a really good place to go eat a raspberry
buffet.
It
does. There's a really good Prince cover band in our area in Portland. Like, the guy is small like Prince. He makes his own clothes and dresses just like him.
Cool.
Sounds and performs just like the guy.
Yeah.
Well, at least he did 8 years ago. I don't even know if the guy's still alive.
Wow. You said there's a real good one 8 years ago.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know if it was 8 years ago. Maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. Okay.
Yeah,
people, we know the title of the song.
Duh.
We do now, but when you're like a kid and you're first hearing them, you don't always know those titles or artists. You just know it by the sound you heard on the radio.
No, I had Rick Dees tell me what it was.
In the weekly top 40.
Rick took care of me every Saturday morning. Was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday.
Sundays?
Oh, this is a good one. Somebody's saying
Casey Kasem. He took over for Casey Kasem. Yeah.
Kisses, I Want to Rock and Roll All Night and Part of Every Day instead of And Party Every Day.
Part of Every Day. All Night? Just Part of Every Day.
That's a very responsible listener right there.
Yeah, I'd like to take your love gun and party every day.
You know, their listener's like, you can't party every day.
Just part of the day.
Of every day.
Hey. Yeah. I mean, I want to, you know, rock and roll a night and part of every day. Makes sense. All right.
The Prince cover band, by the way, is Erotic City.
Yes. It is called Erotic City. And he's damn good.
What a great name.
Yeah. 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 You want to go down to Erotic City? So this all City? Started. You want to go on a date and go check out Erotic City?
True.
Huh?
It started today, this morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
When I mentioned that I've had a song in my head for 3 days. And it was Billy Ocean's, what did I call it?
Carry Me Free?
Carry Me Free. No, it's a Caribbean Queen.
Again, also the name of the song.
So, my point today, and this was the theme of all day, is that, you know, things can be a little misunderstood.
You think?
But I love Billy Ocean. He's great. And Carry Me Free is an excellent song.
Okay. Yes. I'm sure we won't get to what we are planning on talking about.
No.
But I want to play a piece of audio for you because we've been talking about Kyler Murray. And we've been talking about Kyler Murray's decision. The Oakland A's, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, the Oakland A's are preparing for Kyler Murray, who they selected 9th overall in the first round of the MLB draft. They are expecting him not to show up for spring training and for him to enter the NFL draft. And there may be a reason why he thinks he could go very highly in the NFL draft. The Arizona Cardinals sucked. They have the number one pick. And this is what their new head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, said about Kyler Murray in October when he was the head coach at Texas Tech.
Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. Purdy's a really good young player, and he's going to be a tremendous player, but Kyler is a freak. And I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field. And I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level. And I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which at quarterbacks, it's impossible to do, but he's done it. And I don't know, I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how strange, you know? Would you?
Something for you to ponder here. I want you to think of this one as, and I want you to answer this in the break.
If Kingsbury's Nostradamus.
If you're Arizona.
Yes.
Do you draft Kyler Murray and try to ditch Josh Rosen? 55305, better you today, text line 843 on the fan. All right. Kyler, this is a great one. We got this one early here.
Oh, this is...
Here, listen
and
to
here
this
it comes.
Part.
Oh, yeah.
Pump it up. Okay. A listener said he thought that this was... There's a bathroom on the right.
Same thing. For years.
A bad moon rising. That sounds more like...
There's a bathroom on the right.
Bathroom on the right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because the lyric finishes, there's a bad moon on the rise and there's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah. And it said, don't go out tonight. Don't go outside and pee. There's a bathroom on the right. Listen. Pump it up.
There's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah. I could see the justification for that. Maybe you're an outside peer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out. You'll get killed.
Make sure you don't run into Jason Waterfalls out there.
That's right. That's right. With P1 Dustin bringing the show full circle, he said Billy Ocean. What is he related to? Jason Waterfalls?
Good stage name.
Yeah. In a Bucks scenario here, Gary Golden Showers. You know.
Oh What? What?
The one that you brought up there on the outside.
Jason Waterfalls.
Yeah. All right. Kyler Murray is
you
heading.
Lost.
What? Am I? Are you gone?
Yep.
Kyler Murray is contemplating going to the draft. We played the Cliff Kingsbury audio of him saying, if I had the number one pick, I would take Kyler Murray. He's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. That was back in October.
Yeah.
He's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals right now. Do you take Kyler Murray and trade Josh Rosen if you're Arizona?
Well, I would because I've never been a fan of Josh Rosen, but there's always that chance that Jeff Fisher theory destroys Jared Goff. And not saying that what you're dealing with there is you have the same kind of talent, but you never know. There's so many different things and factors. You got to factor what kind of offense that Kingsbury runs. Well, it's certainly not like what Josh Rosen ran. Josh Rosen doesn't have that versatility. Would Kyler Murray make a lot of plays? Sure. Sure. If he fits his system and fits what he wants to do. What better for the Arizona Cardinals? Does Josh Rosen give you the kind of excitement? Does he? Does he give you kind of excitement for your brand?
No.
Would Kyler Murray? Would Kyler Murray sell tickets? Would he get you on national television? Would he get you conversations on ESPN, Monday Night Football? Would he get Fox games because people want to see Kyler Murray? All of the above is yes. So are you trying to grow your brand? You're trying to do something that changes football? Well, Josh Rosen's not going to do that. He doesn't move the needle.
Right.
He doesn't move the needle.
If that is the case, like, and that goes back to kind of what we were talking about with some of the head coaching hires as well. There is a guy who's in an office going, I want that. I want Baker Mayfield. I want what Lamar Jackson's doing. I want the young guy who can create. I want what Russell Wilson does. I want that kind of player, right? And Josh Rosen is more of that prototypical quarterback. Could you agree? It's kind of boring, stand up in the pocket, can make good throws.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, he's that pro-style quarterback. And that could go a long ways in the Bidwells making that decision. And
explain to me what you think pro-style quarterback means compared to what everyone else out there listening, what you think it compared to really what it is.
What I think a pro-style...
Yeah, no, you tell me what your thoughts of pro-style, and I'll tell you what I think of a pro-style quarterback.
I'm going back to the way that we separate them from the way that they're evaluated coming out of high school and all the way through college and into the NFL draft process, which is mobile is... in kind of dual threat is the guy who runs on the outside, right? And
Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, you know, those types of guys.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Pro style quarterback is more of the statue in the pocket.
Slow.
Yeah, right. Your Tom Brady's, your Ben Roethlisberger is there. Yeah. Guys, Peyton Manning, stand up in the pocket, will go outside when needed, but prefers a clean pocket and kind of pick you apart with a methodical offense.
Yeah, I think it's an old style. I think it's one of the comments that's thrown around. Pro style. You know what a pro style quarterback is? The one that's drafted by the pros.
Any guy who's in the pros.
Anybody that's professional is a pro style quarterback. It's a very, it depends on the athlete. Patrick Mahomes is a pro style quarterback. He makes pro throws. In fact, he makes elite professional throws.
Damn right he does.
Outside of the pocket, inside of the pocket. Tom Brady is slower than slow. He's a pro-style quarterback. Okay, Kyler Murray would be a pro-style quarterback.
Yeah.
He'd have to be able to make throws in the pocket and outside of the pocket. What's not sustainable is going downfield with your feet as a professional quarterback. That's not sustainable. It will get you killed. It will get you injured. And it will not sustain drives for long periods of time. It'll get you a year. And the reason why it works... originally, because teams don't know how to game plan against it. They got to see you once. You know when they saw Michael Vick once? Guess what happened the next time? They found a way to defend it.
Lamar Jackson. Jackson last weekend against the Chargers. The only team that's seen him twice.
Right. We'll see you once. Okay, fine. You can make a couple plays. Colin Kaepernick didn't last in the league, not just for all the things, but he got worse in the division because teams found ways to defend him. Remember when he was making runs, and I remember Cowherd, he's got to change the way quarterbacks think and play. No, he didn't. They found ways to defend him, and they found ways to do that. That's what they will do. Kyler Murray has elite ball skills in the pocket also. He doesn't have elite height, but does it really matter? Go You continue to tell that guy he's too short and see what happens.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the Arizona Cardinals do. What it may be in that quote that we played with Kingsbury saying that back in October that he'd take Murray number one. It could be leverage, too, to get what they want out of a team that's willing to trade up. You know, if somebody wants a quarterback and they want Kyler Murray, they could use that as leverage, too.
Somebody on the text line said they need to call Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah.
But will Elway do that?
You never know.
I don't know. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. That's how you can interact with both Dirt and Sprague and Primetime and us throughout the course of the show. If you missed any of the show, go to the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3. Dirt and Sprague, 3 to 7, Primetime. And then we have got some Ducks basketball tonight.
Yeah, Ducks basketball at 5:30, so primetime 3 to 5:30.
And then they take on UCLA. And so enjoy some of that. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you Friday right here on The Fan.